USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Breaking news is public health officials in the state of Washington are confirming a second U.S. death from coronavirus. The Seattle and King County Department of Public Health reporting late last night that a man in his 70s who's been hospitalized in a Seattle suburb has died of it. Seattle and King County confirming the nation's first coronavirus death back on Saturday. Meanwhile, Vice President Mike Pence said yesterday there are likely more coronavirus deaths coming, but he added,
the risk for the average American to coronavirus remains low.
To election 2020, as Pete Buttigieg has pulled out of the presidential race, that after a poor showing in the South Carolina primary on Saturday, which followed a weak showing in Nevada. The 38-year-old had strong finishes in the Iowa caucuses and the New Hampshire primary. And this is USA Radio News.
Here is some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or if you sign up for a plan that you're just not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare. It's the affordable alternative to health insurance, and it's worked beautifully for 25 years. They have more than 400,000 members now around the country. MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, and over the years, members have shared over $3 billion of each other's medical bills, so they could help share your needs too. And best of all, you could save a lot of money with MediShare. The typical savings for a family is about $500 a month. Your savings could be more or less, but think about what you could do with that extra money every month. You're not stuck with a high-cost health plan. You can join MediShare anytime, so call them today and check it out. Here's the number to find out more, and there's no pressure. They are super easy to talk to. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Just getting word that an advisor to Iran's supreme leader, Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, has reportedly died of the coronavirus. No further details are available. We told you earlier that Pete Buttigieg and Tom Steyer have dropped out of the Democratic race for the presidential nomination. Well, Democratic presidential hopefuls Amy Klobuchar and Elizabeth Warren say they're vowing to stay in at least until after tomorrow's Super Tuesday balloting. The Minnesota Senator Klobuchar is visiting Utah today.
I want to go everywhere, and that's actually part of how I've always run my campaigns, and it's how I will govern. I don't think you should leave parts of the country behind. I think that we need a big coalition.
Business Insider reports that online retail giant Amazon's already laid off thousands of drivers in the past few months, and that it's planning to lay off 3,200 more by the end of April. And this is USA Radio News.
Friends and family, did you have a great night's sleep last night? I did. I'm healthier than I've ever been. I work better than I ever have. And you know what? You can have that health. You can have that good night's sleep if you order a MyPillow. Try it. Mike Lindell guarantees it. He's got a 60-day money-back guarantee on the MyPillow and a 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener special. Use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
South Korea is reporting that North Korea has fired two unidentified projectiles into the Sea of Japan. The projectiles traveling about 150 miles out and 22 miles high. South Korea's military saying the launch earlier today was probably part of a combined military drill. Now, if the launch was in fact a missile test, it would be the first North Korean missile test of 2020. Some police departments are using fears about the coronavirus to go after drug dealers and users. It's kind of a trick, though. Departments in Wisconsin and Florida are among those using social media offering to test drugs like methamphetamine and other drugs for coronavirus contamination. The Tavares, Florida Police Department and the Merrill, Wisconsin PD posting the warnings, inviting people to bring in their meth or whatever drug they have, and they'll contact an officer to get the drugs tested for free, either at the station or at their homes. And after 25 seasons, Judge Judy will be adjourning court for good soon. In an interview set to air today on Ellen, host Judy Scheindlin says the 2021 season will be her last. She's moving on to a new show called Judy Justice, although she hasn't released details about what that show is going to be. You can find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.